USA Radio News.
President Trump tells Fox News, my bad for hiring former personal attorney Michael Cohen.
In retrospect, I made a mistake because what he did was all unrelated to me, except for the two campaign finance charges that are not criminal and shouldn't have been on there. They put that on to embarrass me.
The president also called money paid to two women a civil matter. The terrorist responsible for the deadly Christmas market shooting in France has been killed by French police. On Tuesday, the suspect killed three people and injured over a dozen more. Bomb threats are being reported across the nation. News outlets, government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses across the United States have reportedly received email bomb threats stemming from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. And your final numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday, the Dow was up 70 points to close at 24,597. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
An American diplomat looks back on her term. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Outgoing United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley says she believes her greatest accomplishment as ambassador was her role in the process that reduced tensions with North Korea.
To be able to pass the strongest sanctions in a generation that brought the world together and brought North Korea to the table.
Haley also threw some cold water on widespread speculation that she was thinking of running for the White House in 2024.
The only decision I've made right now is that I'm looking forward to sleeping in.
She spoke on NBC's Today Show.
After dumping more than a foot of snow from Washington to Colorado, the same storm system is now making its push east. Numerous states are under flood, snow, and wind alerts as the storm moves in the southern plains today. The system is not expected to move much Friday, but the rain ahead of it will spread into the southeast, which is the area which was just hit earlier this week with all the heavy snow and ice. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch in his farewell address warned colleagues that the upper chamber of Congress, where he served for four decades, is in crisis. Warren also believes
things weren't always as they are now. I was here when this body was at its best. I was here when the regular order was the norm, when legislation was debated in committee, and when members worked constructively with one another for the good of the country. I was here when we could say without any hint of irony that we were members of the world's greatest deliberative body. The bar of decency has been set so low that jumping over it is no longer the objective. Limbo is the new name of the game. How low can you go? The answer, it seems, is always lower. All the evidence points to an unsettling truth. The Senate, as an institution, is in crisis, or at least may be in crisis. Mr. President, this is the last request I will ever make from this lectern, that as a Senate and as a nation, we listen to our better angels, that we recommit ourselves to comity, that we restore civility to the public discourse.
Hatch, who's 84, is retiring this month after serving in the Senate since 1977. For USA Radio News,